Here in the U.S., the Bush administration has been pushing for progress on the diplomatic front. The president met with Morocco's King Mohammed yesterday, and tomorrow he'll host Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. NPR news analyst Daniel Shore says that will be a meeting to watch.
I've been sitting here trying to imagine what happens when President Bush sees Crown Prince Abdullah and where the Middle East crisis goes from here. The president undoubtedly will have to endure some sharp language about a perceived American tilt towards Israel, fueling a frenzy of protests in the Arab world and perhaps even affecting the stability of the Saudi regime. Mr. Bush, with a low-key reference to electoral considerations, which Abdullah doesn't have to worry about, should move as rapidly as possible to the Saudi Peace Initiative, the only pillar still standing in the wilderness. The president may well say that the Israeli military cleanup on the West Bank seems to be winding down, and the time may be approaching for an international conference to launch an accelerated move towards Palestinian statehood. The standoff in Bethlehem and the United Nations inquiry in Jenin remain to be resolved first, and the president can be expected to say that he's exerting pressure to that end. That leaves the big remaining problem of Yasser Arafat, who has become an icon in his Ramallah compound. Arafat is totally discredited as far as Mr. Bush is concerned, and the president may well ask the Crown Prince to join him in brushing Arafat aside. There have been some hints that Sharon may send troops into the compound to arrest Arafat and perhaps put him on a plane for North Africa. That would undoubtedly precipitate a storm, but some observers think it would clear the decks for younger Palestinians to come forward to negotiate independence. To make that happen would require the support of the Arab states and the blessing of an international conference, and the president will presumably sound out the Saudi ruler on that. President and Prince may also discuss whether that may be the time for Sharon to step back, closing the book on the legacy of hatred between him and Arafat. All this is speculation, of course, but there is a feeling here that the Bush-Abdullah meeting is a pivotal event that may well determine how soon the Middle East can resume the weary march towards peace. This is Daniel Shore.